One evening in 2011, Louisville resident Alex Randolph was driving through Iraqi villages in search of a Taliban leader. He'd been out with his fire team for about 4 days on this mission and spent the night before sleeping in a tank-like military vehicle. 10 hours into this day, as his team slowly drove down dusty streets, a few children emerged from a house holding guns. Randolph says his fire team cautiously watched the kids. What happened next, he says, would haunt him for years after, and it changed the way his friends back home saw him. He says one child started shooting.
We ended up taking the lives of some kids. We had to. It was either our life or their life. When you have a 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old child pointing an AK, pointing a weapon at you, and you're looking straight at it, you have a split-second reaction.
Intellectually, he knows why he did it.
Am I going to give them a chance to shoot me and take my life, or shoot one of my brothers or sisters and take their lives? Or am I going to take that shot and take them out?
But emotionally, he questioned that decision for years. And when he got home from Iraq in 2011 after a medical discharge...
Well, a lot of people that I thought were friends, when I come back, didn't want anything to do with me. They said that I turned into a monster.
The social isolation, the PTSD he had from the experience itself, among other things, culminated in thoughts of suicide. And this is not uncommon for veterans. Veterans are much more likely to kill themselves than people who'd never served. Sherman Gillums is the chief advocacy officer with AMVETS, a veterans advocacy group. He says governmental reports and advocacy groups have blown the lid off what was, a few decades ago, not talked about.
I don't think veteran suicide is a new phenomenon. I do think that what's changed is our awareness.
That awareness worked in Alex Randolph's favor. He knew he had to get help. So one day in 2017, he posted an SOS on a veteran support Facebook page.
And within a matter of probably 2 minutes, that's how Jeremy reached out to me.
Jeremy Harrell runs what's now the nonprofit Veterans Club. Harrell himself also served in the Iraq War.
You know, the idea was if I got 10 or 11 veterans together once a month, I'd be happy with that. And here we are, you know, less than 2 years later with 2,000 veterans that we served.
Harrell has become something of a suicide crisis counselor, drawing from his own experiences with those thoughts and training he's received in suicide prevention.
I've had conversations sometimes 4 or 5 hours in an effort to try to get them ready to go get some help, you know, and to, I hate to use the phrase, you know, talk them off the ledge, but to do that, right?
Harrell helps connect the vets to counseling at the VA. Randolph had tried to get help there, too, when he was suicidal, but he says he was told there was a 6 to 8 week wait.
And they're like, okay, well then what the hell are y'all even here for? You know, why should I even bother trying to go through y'all to get help? I've waited long enough. Now you're telling me I've got to wait 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more weeks to get the help I'm asking for. You know, I may not be here.
Luckily, Harrell has connections with the VA, and he got Randolph in with a counselor the very next morning. Louisville's Robley Rex VA Medical Center says it's made some changes since the time Randolph first tried to get help there. A spokeswoman says they now have same-day mental health crisis appointments, even for vets who aren't suicidal. And there are also efforts to better educate families of veterans. Gillums with AMVETS says his organization is trying to teach families about the red flags to watch out for.
It's the families, the people that are the first line witness to what's happening, that don't know what they're seeing.
AMVETS recently started offering a suicide prevention online curriculum geared to families. Louisville's VA has also distributed thousands of gun locks to vets in an effort to prevent suicides. And the Veterans Club Facebook page is full of people who are willing to help. Randolph is now one of those people.
And now I look back at it, and when I start seeing fellow brothers and sisters comment and post and that they need help, it's somebody reached out to me and gave me a hand and led me. Now it's my turn to pay it forward.
I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.